Today's question comes from Mashasha, who asked, what law can we put in the new constitution that will hold members of parliament accountable to their constituents? Can we have a recall vote when our MPs are not performing?
The last question again seeks my views in regards to what I've described as recall provisions. Recall provisions in respect of members of parliament. I think there are two issues. There is what is clearly identifiable as political recall. And then there is some other difficult concept to describe which seeks to recall a parliamentarian because he is not performing. In respect of the first issue, political recall, in terms of our constitution, as we have it now, there is a provision which allows the leader of a political party to approach the Speaker of Parliament and say to him, sorry, we had Mr. X, who was appointed on our ticket, who now no longer shares the same principles as ourselves. And therefore, Mr. X can no longer be parliamentarian, and you go back to the people. The unfortunate bit about this provision is that it reposes the power of recall on the leader of a political party and not on the electorate. What I would want to see in a constitution is where the power to recall does not repose in the leader of a political party, but the power of recall is reposed in the electorate. And that power, I think, can be included in a constitution where, by operation of law, the moment a person crosses the floor, he must go back to the electorate or to the constituency which put him into power and seek the authority of that constituency in a by-election. We know that in Zimbabwe, we had an independent member of parliament, Professor Jonathan Moyo, who, without any recourse to his constituency, then joined ZANU-PF. I've got no gripe with this decision to do so, but I think in all fairness, if you do that, then you have to go back to your constituency and let the electorate say, look, we are happy with your changed position because they would have voted you in power because you espoused a specific policy. And when you change, then that change must be endorsed by that electorate. Then the other recall where you may say, for an example, that a member of parliament is incompetent. Look, you know, it is good to talk about it, but I think it is going to be very, very difficult to introduce an acceptable objective standard as to how competent or incompetent a member must be before he's recalled. For an example, do you think that a member is incompetent because he has been unable to buy books for a school or schools in his constituency by providing medical assistance in his constituency? Because one has to look at a host of factors to determine for certain whether that particular person needs to be recalled outside what I said is a political recall. I see a difficulty in recalling a member of parliament in those circumstances for the simple reason that it's going to be difficult to have an objective standard as to how a member of parliament has performed or not performed.